You are now experiencing technical difficulties. Live Gen Con breakdown, rundown, something.
Postmortem.
We're tired.
In case you couldn't tell, I think the most sleep any of us got last night was 6 hours.
Something like that.
Three.
So,
maybe.
This is Adam. I'm here with Laura, Greg, and Rachel.
Hi, Internet.
Hi,
Hello,
Internet. It is Sunday morning of Gen Con 2016.
Gen Con.
And we're taking a moment or two or three or 20, something like that, to tell you all about our convention. Greg, why don't you get us started?
Okay. Well, first off, we had to get here. I'm the lucky one of the people here. I live in Northeast Ohio in Redacted. So it took me between 4.5 and 5 hours. Drive is okay. Although I didn't eat until Indianapolis because I waited a couple of rest stops, and then the only rest stops I ever hit were the vending machine rest stops.
Aww.
None of the full service plazas. So since I already had food, I just ate some Pringles on the road. I had a big breakfast, so that offset. So that was all day Wednesday. I got here Wednesday, and then I can talk about the rest of my day after Team DC talks.
So, Team DC drove from DC. It was a great idea. It's a great plan. I'm glad to be part of it.
It wasn't mine.
I don't mind driving long distances. So.
Which is handy.
I offered to let you stay in Ohio, but at the same time, with how my personal life, we won't get into it, is probably for the best.
So, from downtown DC, Laura and I went up to Redacted. Where Rachel picked us up, and we took a whole crap ton of board games and a lot of food and probably more stuff than we actually needed.
You think?
Let me tell you, all of that was more than the clothing by maybe a factor of two.
Yeah, it's a thing. On the other hand, we haven't had to pay for as much food at the convention.
Depends on how you count costuming stuff. Is that clothing? Is that other shit?
So, the costuming stuff takes us to Adam's first convention fail, in which I was going to be cosplaying as an Imperial New Order recruiter.
Really?
And forgot the suit, the garment bag, in which I had packed all of my costuming materials. So it's in our closet, waiting.
Ready to go.
It's great.
Oh.
So it took us about 9 hours, 9.5 hours.
That long, really?
Yeah.
Because
we had the long stop.
I slept a lot.
Laura slept for the entire time.
Not the entire time.
Probably at least half.
Definitely at least half. I fall asleep in cars. There's a reason they don't let me drive.
There's a good reason. So that got us in on Wednesday, and after that, we just kind of hung out and
got Chinese.
Oh, nice.
And then went to sleep and got ready for Thursday.
Okay, the rest of my Wednesday, I actually went to Will Call to get my stuff, or to get my Gen Con pass. The lines for me were a dichotomy, at least for Wednesday, and throughout the week, they could talk about their experience. It was long. It took me about an hour, but it was efficient.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot.
The one thing about Gen Con is the lines are real. The lines are true. But the fact of the matter is, it's at least this year, the staff was really well oiled. Everybody from the convention staff to the food service staff to the hotel staff were just running like clockwork. So even if it took a while, it didn't feel as bad because you were constantly moving. You were getting closer to your goal.
Yep.
That's been my experience in previous years, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But consistent about
yes,
that.
It took me an hour, and I traveled from almost the end of the convention hall to get to Will Call.
That sounds about right.
Yep. See, that doesn't seem very long to me because I'm used to Dragon Con lines.
I see.
Which are not very efficient and can be just as long.
Oh, wow.
Game of pro tip. If you do Gen Con, get everything mailed to you, and don't forget to buy generic tickets and get those mailed to you.
In time for them to be mailed to you.
Because the Will Call line will eat an hour of your life. Even if it doesn't take an hour itself, the experience eats an hour of your life.
Pro tip for going to Dragon Con, bring shit to do in line.
Oh. Yeah, legit problem. So
the addendum I will say to that is you, it is a cost consideration. It's $10 to have it mailed at least in 2016. And then it's an additional $10 for some like Indianapolis convention entertainment. I don't know. So it is an extra $20 on top of what you're already paying. But at the same time, again, as we'll get into throughout this conversation, experience is definitely part of the tax.
Yep.
So it probably would be worth it to spend if you are able.
Yep.
I mean, is your hour worth $20?
Right.
Yeah.
So then the rest of my day, I actually spent time with my brother. I will say this once. We'll leave it there. My brother does work for a game company, North Star Games. They're based out of Maryland. Mm-hmm. They create such games as Evolution and Wits and Wagers. They have not paid me or endorsed me or done anything. I am not giving any opinions of the company or their products because they have not endorsed me. I am not endorsing them.
So
what Greg's saying is his brother's company should endorse the podcast. That's what he's saying. He's just trying to give nice Midwestern hints about that.
No, it's more, it's 2016 and objectivism and blah, 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 blah.
Major.
So anyway.
Ethics and games journalism.
So anyway, I spent some time at their booth because I was also volunteering there. And then we went out to dinner at a fancy smanchy restaurant in downtown called Spoke and Steel.
Cool.
Definitely very fancy schmancy, but it was impressive. We got a private room for 12 with 15 minutes notice.
Wow.
Holy Damn. Crap.
Free shrugs? I don't know. I had southern fried catfish and a fancy drink that tasted gross. It was good. I'm not much of a drinker. I'm not much of an alcohol person, but I wanted to try something. It was called Last Word.
Okay,
it
yeah.
sounded nice.
So, Rachel, you had our first event of Thursday. Tell us about Mysterium.
Board game. It is by Asmodee, and it's a really cool, cooperative, kind of sleuthy, Clue but not Milton Bradley game that has really pretty artwork like Dixit. With some really interesting mechanics that I won't go crazy into for sake of time. But it's a super cool game, and if you like board games, you should check it out. They're playing it on tabletop actually this season, so that's super convenient.
Oh, cool.
And we'll use that as our explanation, since this may come out after that episode has aired. Hey!
Who knows?
Laura, you and I went to GDW from RPPR and watched Jeff. Is his name Jeff?
Jeff
Barber. Jeff Barber from Upwind and Ross and Caleb fucking up in real time.
Yay. So if you've listened to the Upwind demo, I had feelings about Upwind. So it was very interesting to walk in like 10 minutes ahead of time, sit down talking to Adam, and the dude behind me looks up and goes, "You're Laura from Technical Difficulties, aren't you?" I look over and go, because I'm still not used to people recognizing me by voice. I look over and go, "Yes, hi." And he goes, "Jeff Berber, I did Upwind."
Awkward.
Oh my gosh.
IWK.
Really nice dude.
Yeah, no, Jeff has been awesome here at Gen Con. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Super nice dude. Been running a bunch of playtests of Upwind. Mm-hmm. And I know you had some feelings. And did he get a chance to address some of those?
He thanked me for pointing them out and said he tries to be sensitive to that and was not happy to have missed that one.
Could you should be more specific so that our listeners can understand what the hell we're talking about.
Right, because not everybody remembers stuff. So there was a term in the demo of Upwind, breed, that in my brain went, wow, all that eugenics movements of the U.S. and the 20s and 30s? Did he mean that? No. That's not good. But anyway, so those were my feelings. And he thanked me for pointing it out.
Cool. I, except for GDW, didn't do a lot on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I played, what did we play?
Well, I had to duck out of GDW halfway through because I needed to go get to where I was going to be GMing an Eclipse Phase scenario. Oh. And they were on opposite catty corners of the entire convention.
So another gamer pro tip for Gen Con. As it turns out, the Indianapolis Convention Center and its associated buildings and hotels is bloody huge.
Very, very large.
It's easily half a mile from end to end.
Oh, God, yes.
And Gen Con doesn't build in padding time between events. So if your event says it ends at 11 and your nice event says it starts at 11, they're legit at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
Good luck!
So when you're making your schedule for Gen Con, be smarter than I was and don't put things back to back. Unless you're going to pray that they're in the same room.
If they're board games, you're probably fine.
Fair enough.
If it's role-playing games, you'll need the time.
You'll need the time.
And if it's panels,
you'll need the time.
Definitely bring up Google Maps, unless you can find a prior year's convention map, and study and plan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So before we move on to Greg's Thursday, Laura, you did some GM Inc. for Posthuman Studios and did some Eclipse Phase.
Yes.
So how did you tell our listeners about Dogstar?
Dogstar is Doom Metal Space Whales doing a dungeon crawl. Yes.
You heard that correctly. Doom Metal Space Whales.
They found a way to put Firewall Agents in Surya Morphs. And I'm not going to say...
Challenge accepted.
I'm not going to say much more than that because they have... they are actually happy for me to run Dogstar for the technical difficulties crew. So hopefully y'all will get to hear that.
Yay. Doom Metal Space Whales, Death from Above! Sorry.
He got to play last year.
It's great. Oh.
He played the parrot uplift who thought he was a dinosaur.
It's like that. It really is like that.
With the sniper rifle.
Yay.
That's such a underwhelming description of what is actually an anti-materiel railgun on a whale's head. Anyway.
Railgun, sniper rifle, sized for a Surya.
It's amazing. Greg, what did you do on Thursday after the
volunteering?
Well, I will get into that briefly. I volunteered a full shift, so that was 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. I must have run 12 to 16 demos of Evolution the Beginning. Evolution the Beginning, a streamlined version of Evolution the board game. It's available in Targets everywhere. So I did that all day. I broke for lunch a little bit. I did get a thank you copy of Beginning and Evolution Climate as my thank you for volunteering. If I had bothered doing 2 days, I actually would have got my pass for free. But since this was my first Gen Con, I did want a little bit of time to enjoy it. So that was literally my entire day. So then I find out the... One thing for me is that I was at the Embassy Suites, which is at one end of the convention center, and everybody else was at the Union Station for the Open Gaming, which is in the other end, the opposite end of the convention center plaza.
Farther out than where the panel was.
Yeah. Union Station is inconveniently located in relation to the rest of the convention. That is not a criticism of ICC or Gen Con. It's just a statement of fact.
I would argue any criticism I have is the there are many open gaming areas. We're in one right now to record. But they're all in the hotels in the
suburbs.
In the perimeter of the convention center, and they are the farthest possible walks from each other.
Yeah.
So, like, yesterday night, we'll get into later, the RPPR crew is all staying here at the JW Marriott. So...
No, they're not.
Oh.
Jen and George are, and they're good about organizing.
I see.
So anyway. Also, so, it was where RPPR Open Gaming was last year.
So Saturday, I did all the walking in the universe. We'll get into that later.
Anyway, yeah.
So we went to Union Station. I had actually met all of you Thursday morning, so mm-hmm. I could pick up some stuff and drop off some postcards.
Because we're organized.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
Yep. So then we met.
Can you hear the sarcasm?
We met at Union Station and we played some games with RPPR cast and fans.
Board games!
We played Smash Up.
Yes.
Which, if you haven't played it, is really amusing.
We need to own it now.
Yeah, no, we do.
It's got a bunch of awesome expansions, too.
The basic go ahead with concept and then we'll go into characters.
Basic concept for Smash Up. Take two genres. Any two genres.
Any.
Like... kitties.
Hey, I'll get into that.
It was amazing. Or, you know, really anything you can imagine. I played super spies who were cultists, like Cthulhu cultists. It worked.
Your madness cards.
It was great. You take them together and it's deck building-ish, and then you fight. Because
fight for control and points.
Fight for control of points. It's a take and hold game using these smashed up genre decks. I already said what I was playing. Rachel, what were you playing?
Ancient Grecian kitty cats.
It was horrible and adorable.
Indeed.
Great.
Dinosaur dragons. Sorry.
Superheroes and werewolves.
It worked. It would. That's the thing really about Smash Up.
Yes. And then Jeb was.
God knows.
He was Mythos Investigators.
He was Elder. He was Miskatonic University.
Librarians?
Academics?
Librarians.
Yeah.
Miskatonic University.
No, time travelers.
Time travelers.
It's like, yeah. Which one are you. What are you trying to remember?
And then afterwards, we played this very odd yet good game. There have been numerous Princess Bride games have been released or available for purchase this year. One of the RPPR fans bought a Apples to Apples remix. I don't remember the name, but it's...
Hello, my name is... Is the joke in the game. And then the it's, you did X, prepare to die.
So the if you know Cards Against Humanity, the white card is, hello, my name is person. And then...
Everything from Mahatma Gandhi...
Michael Jackson... Sojourner Truth...
They got really bad.
But...
Then the black cards are, you did X.
Prepare to die.
Yeah.
Brushed my marmot.
That was a thing that happened.
Put chocolate in my peanut butter.
Also a thing that happened. So
it was weird because it's a licensed game. Even explaining it, it doesn't sound...
It really doesn't need the Princess Bride skin on top, but it adds a little flavor.
Yeah.
And probably a bit of cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Like Apples to Apples and Cards Against Humanity, this is going to be fun. Based on the people you're playing with.
Absolutely. Friday. So, Laura had a panel.
Uh-huh.
By which I mean Laura was on a panel.
Uh-huh.
With Ross and Caleb. How'd it go?
For Red Markets.
Uh-huh.
How did it go? I did not get to go.
I didn't throw up from stress beforehand.
Da 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 da.
Da 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 da. Come on, you're better than that.
I have stage fright. What can I say? It went well.
Hopefully, you have already heard it, listener.
Hopefully. People actually had questions. Caleb had stuff to say. Nobody's surprised by Caleb having stuff to say. But no. And Ross had stuff to say, and I felt I could contribute sometimes, so that was good.
Cool. Rachel and I went and demoed Bruin USA, which has been put out by Adam's Apple?
It's an independent publisher. He kickstarted it.
Yeah, he is doing his own thing. It was kickstarted last year. It's a beer-themed Euro game. It's really, really good. You should go out and buy it. He is not paying me to say this. I have already paid him for the game.
Yeah, it's a resource really management
yeah.
slash area control.
So that's what I think.
And when the box says it is 1 hour to play, it is actually an hour to play. When we demoed it, it was five new players, and it took us an hour and like 5 minutes with the rule explanation.
It's
super fast.
Very one simple. Caveat, it uses real metal bottle caps,
yes. Oh, God.
Which added to the cost.
And
here's
oh
what they did for
God,
the packaging. They packaged the bottle caps in group bags, and then every single bottle cap was individually bagged.
We're not actually sure how they did it because it was Ziplocs.
That's the cost, but they probably also have to because it's the sharp object.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, I dig it, but I mean, the fact of the matter is, it would almost be just as interesting to make a conversion kit.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Laura, that's us for Bruin USA, which, mm-hmm. again, buy more games.
Play more games.
Talk to us about Patreon for Creators.
Please.
So that was a panel I went to. Matt Campton of the Drunk and the Ugly was, as I understand it, the person who put together the panel. And then brought Ross Payden of Role Playing Public Radio and Faust, who, if you listen to Role Playing Public Radio, shows up there, but is actually from Third Wheel.
Faust.
Were on the panel and talking about how they've used Patreon and taking questions and giving away swag, because Ross mentioned to Patreon that they were going to do a panel at Gen Con on Patreon, and all of a sudden this box of stuff shows up at Ross's house.
That's how that works.
Yep.
Swag.
So I snagged a picnic blanket because you can never have too many of those.
You really can't.
Sidebar, Faust is just as energetic in real life
as he sounds on the podcast.
He sounds, and he also is ephemeral. We saw him briefly Thursday night and then never saw him again.
I saw him again on Friday.
You saw him again at the panel.
But that's because
I saw him after that, too.
Okay. Ah.
So he's Faust real. May, in fact, be a quantum particle. We're not sure.
He is energetic enough he could be.
Yeah.
So, Greg, what did you do on Friday morning?
I did a half day of volunteering, so that added probably...
You're such a better person than we are.
Oh. Such a better person.
That's debatable. I played Channel A last night.
So did I.
More about that later. I probably ran an additional 6 to 8 demos of Evolution in the beginning.
That really was Friday morning.
Right. So then the other half of the day, I wandered the convention hall just to see some stuff, see if I was interested in buying some things. Looked at all of the t-shirts I couldn't buy because of my body size. And then I actually ended up at the Arc Dream booth. I actually shook Adam Scott Glancy's hand, bought a book from them so he could sign it. It was...
Hi, Mr. Glancy.
Hi, Adam.
Please don't kill us with fire.
Well, I mean, you are in
our
game.
You can kill our characters.
Same difference.
We'll talk more about swag, but I brought Extraordinary Renditions, the Ooh. Most latest paperback story compendium. He signed his story. He forgot that he actually got an editing credit for it. And then he regaled me with some history about the RPPR, involving the RPPR Gen Con game he ran for them. So I got my mandatory learning from Adam Scott Glancy.
So how much about naming rules did he go into?
No, we talked about genital mutilation and incontinence. You'll learn more when you listen to the RPGR World War I scenario.
We're just going to leave it there. No more spoilers. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I can't wait to listen to that episode.
It's going to be really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So after that, I stopped back by Union Station to meet up with David and more of the RPPR fans and crew, because after that was the RPPR fan meetup.
But before that, mm-hmm. and the great meetup, Laura did True Dungeon.
I did.
Oh, yes.
We did the puzzle version of True Dungeon this year.
As opposed to the combat version.
Yes.
Which I did. We'll get into later.
Yes. And it was a lot of fun. Like, half of us, no, three-fourths of us were in costume.
Nice.
Not coherent costuming across the board. Just, you know, we all wanted to play this in costume. So Aaron was
a Pokemon trainer. I'm pretty sure it was Ash, but I don't actually follow Pokemon, so I couldn't tell you precisely.
I would need to see pictures.
Was he wearing a picture. Blue jacket?
I don't remember the jacket. I primarily remember the hat.
Well, Trainer Red and Ash wear the same hat, so that doesn't help.
No.
We will get into Pokemon momentarily, because Rachel has feelings about Pokemon Go and this convention.
We can discuss it.
I maybe just want to duck under the table while you two go at that, but no, okay.
I don't think we'll...
It's not conflict feelings. It's holy shit. People?
But anyway, True Dungeon.
Anyway, True Dungeon. We're not very good at puzzles.
No. You as a group, you are very good at puzzles.
I'm actually not that great at puzzles.
Interesting.
I need a little more direction on how to get started with puzzles than I feel like other people do.
Okay.
But if once I have that, if you leave me alone to work through it, I can get it. I mean, I'm good at Sudoku.
Yeah.
So that's a type of puzzle. But word riddles are not really my thing. Mm. We all totally didn't pay attention to a sound context clue, which we were later informed we were not the first group to do that. So we kept kind of running out of time to figure out the puzzles and, you know, would get smacked for HP for that because, I played the rogue and my hands are mostly steady enough to do the rogue traps. Mostly.
So in the afternoon time slot, Rachel and I played an Overrun, which is one of Eclipse Phase, Posthuman Studios' new Eclipse Phase convention scenarios.
Oh. I think I could run that too.
Yep. It is Posthuman's attempt at making a zombie genre thing.
Ish. Kind of a la Half-Life style, though, more than...
Yeah, headcrabs.
Half-Life.
Headcrabs happened.
Dead Space.
Headcrabs happened.
Yeah, okay. Legit Half-Life.
Okay.
I'd like to point out that it's Eclipse Phase.
Yeah.
With Basilisk hacks, zombies seem reasonable.
No,
it's totally reasonable.
It's not that the headcrabs aren't reasonable for the setting. It's that the... I don't know. I'm
actually a little surprised the headcrabs weren't, you know, taking heads off. Headhunters from...
No.
From the setting.
Here's the biggest issue, I think, with Overrun. In our experience with it, it's a 2-hour time slot as opposed to some Eclipse Phase RPGs that are 4-hour time slots.
Mm-hmm.
So it's short. We had a lovely, lovely GM who has done this for a while, but they spent a lot of time at the beginning going over basics and mechanics and history of the Eclipse Phase universe, which is all
drops
great.
Drops it to an hour and a half.
Yeah, easily.
And it's all great and dandy, but she also was like, but at the end of the day, I may throw out some mechanics for the sake of storytelling. Mm-hmm. So we went over the mechanics to just basically then ignore them.
Use them. Mm-hmm.
So why didn't they use Transhumanity's Fate and make it a Fate?
Because this wasn't a Fate slot.
Because they have those as well.
This was not one of them.
So it was a very interesting experience, especially since I have never played in an Eclipse Phase game
before.
And I think
you're the target audience, honestly, of these things. They're trying to attract more people and... while at the same time keep the people who've been playing happy and coming back
and
interacting.
With Overrun, they either need to super streamline the beginning and have like a 5-minute quick start go over that is the same no matter who the GM is, just give enough time for playing it, or they need to make the slot longer. Because
right.
we didn't get to explore the majority of the map, and it wasn't a very large map. Because they have a diagram to show you where things are. Like... for me, there was a whole area with my character. I was playing a pig uplift that was a firewall sentinel.
Were you playing
a sea
pig?
No, Ernesto, his brother.
Okay.
The mechanic, not the pilot. But we had a secret area with stuff that was ours that we hid that we never got to go anywhere near in touch or even really touch on the firewall aspect until the end where, surprise, you can kind of like... ignore the rest of the party and just leave. So the two firewall sentinels with their new recently sentient AI friend just left everyone else behind.
So that was Overrun and it was fun, but felt a little cut short. We had a
the GM ended up doing a cinematic ending with final rolls. It was cool.
It got the job done.
I'm not sure I've mentioned on the podcast before, I am into Eclipse Phase because it's pretty simulationist, and it does makes you go through the motions of really thinking through the mechanics of your actions.
I see.
Especially in a far future, you know, post
scarcity
economy, that's super interesting to me. And if I'm going to do more narrative type stuff, I'm going to go to systems that aren't that crunchy to start with.
Right.
So I had fun. And Rachel, would you play Eclipse Phase again?
Totally.
There we go.
Excellent.
Mission complete.
Mission success.
So
then there was the RPPR meetup.
Oh, yes, there was.
Yes.
We made Rachel sit in the corner for 2 hours.
I'm sorry. Here's the deal. This is something, and RPPR is great, and now I actually want to listen to the podcast because I've met the guys and they're really awesome, wonderful people. And
but
like,
that inference means you haven't listened to the podcast.
I have not. I'm being honest with that. They have tried to get me to. I'm really bad with podcasts because I tend to zone out and then I lose details.
Mm-hmm. And your work is not such that the podcast is a good idea while you're working.
So
please don't die from, you know, not paying attention to the electricity.
Oh, don't worry, I won't. But here is my complaint with RPPR at Gen Con, especially their events. They're really bad at naming them.
That's fair.
The Playing Red Markets panel should have had the words Q&A after it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was a Q&A.
It's true.
It wasn't a panel where you were talking about just playing Red Markets. It was a tell us things that we can make this game better. Like, what issues do you have? What questions do you have with it? Which that title did not imply whatsoever. That title implied that we were going to teach you to play the game.
That's fair.
And then the meetup.
I'm pretty sure the description, but, you know, I didn't hand you the description to go, this is what it's going to be.
And a lot of
people, I just said, I'm going to this panel. And not, that's all, the only information you
and
have.
And then the meetup was a Q&A with
not
an activity.
Right.
The meetup was the after party.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it should have been a Q&A with RPPR.
So the meetup in 2015 was more like what we had after the panel.
Where there was much alcohol and many board games.
We'll get to that momentarily. A group of people got together at a bar and hung out and talked with the cast who showed up, and I mean,
super casual. Everyone
super casual.
In the mix.
We talked about stuff like we did at the panel this year, and they're like, "Wow, we had a lot of people show up, so let's actually make it an event,"
which is cool.
And
which
there
is
was
neat.
What,
but
60 to 50
something,
people?
Something
there
like
are a
that.
Bunch of folks.
But because they made an official event, Gen Con gave them space.
Yes,
they gave them a panel space.
Truth.
So it turned into
a panel. Which is great. Right. Change the description.
And I loved it. I was happy to be there because I'm a fan already.
As fans, it was everything I wanted.
Right.
As an outsider, I can totally understand your opinion.
So my only suggestion, which I actually did mention to David, was to just call it
a Q&A
panel and describe the thing afterwards where we all just went, found a room, broke out the booze and the board games and hung out.
Till God knows when.
Because
call that the meetup.
Exactly.
And call the official thing
a Q&A.
And then you will have set expectations better.
And
because
for me,
we wouldn't have taken you to a panel because...
That's cruel.
That's not...
There was no point. I had no context of references. Mm-hmm. Like, Ross asked this great question of what was, like, the moment that solidified you in RPPR / what was your favorite moment?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people sharing all these things, I'm like... I have no context. I'm just going to sit here and play Pokemon Go because I have no context.
So how many Pokemon did you catch in those 2 hours?
People kept randomly putting down lures, so I couldn't tell if they were people in our panel or people in the panel next door. So I was not the only one playing. I got a decent amount. More importantly, I restocked the Pokeballs.
In downtown Indianapolis, there are
so many
a metric fuck ton of Pokestops.
I guess I've cursed before.
Yes, I have.
I don't remember you cursing before, okay?
Anyway, there are so many Pokestops in downtown Indianapolis. And here's the thing. Caleb was on the RPPR pre-Gen Con episode was right in a sense. There were so many people playing that it did clog something. The free Wi-Fi in the Indianapolis Convention Center.
Oh, yeah. But not the walking areas. That's good.
No, even in the walking areas, I was having trouble.
No. I mean, people weren't.
No, people were not stopping. Okay. People were going to the ends of the aisles.
Clog.
Yes.
Okay.
The LTE was fine. I think it was only in the depths of hotels that I lost signal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, the cell service.
Union being a big place where it's a little bit of a black hole.
That was frustrating.
Sidebar, Union Station is a pretty cool hotel.
Yes.
They actually have put up actual train cars into the bill. I don't even know how they got them there. And then they've actually fitted them into hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Crown Plaza.
So Crown Plaza Union Station is...
When did we teach kids?
Actually an on-grade... train
Liar's Dice.
Thing. Train station. So
day one.
A note from late nights at Gen Con. I got to teach Caleb Soaks how to play Liar's Dice.
And Bruin USA.
Well, Bruin USA was the next night.
But different still.
Night. It was a good night. But about the meetup.
There's one more thing.
We played Bruin USA with folks.
Well, and there's one other thing we did at the meetup.
Yeah.
Oh God. So a beautiful thing happened. We'll post the
photos
in show notes or whoever we're gonna do that. Greg did amazing things.
I made a present.
It was a present. If you've listened to God's Teeth,
RPPR 7 episode
mini campaign
of the new Delta Green.
Yep.
One of the premier props in episode 1 is a folder that is a Hello Kitty folder that was exposed to heat that has literally unspeakable things that were done to children in it.
It's so bad it compels any PC who looks at it to immediately agree that the responsible parties should be hunted down and killed.
In increasingly creative ways.
Yeah, no, it's... The crew did a great job describing it and a great job describing the consequences.
For something that heavy.
For something that heavy.
So what I did is I made a Hello Kitty folder and I roughed it up a little bit. But instead of vile pictures I would have to go into deep, dark places to find, I filled it with...
Hello, NSA.
I filled it with hand-drawn crayon drawings from a in-game character who I just said were prophetic drawings that were relevant to each of the 7 episodes and a couple of additional drawings. And then I stopped by a booth Friday, and because Caleb Stokes despises Palladium's as a company with a deep, dark passion, I bought a Rifts book to put inside. Sadly, Kevin Symbieta, the owner, operator, writer of Palladium Games, was at the con, so I was going to try to make him do a personalized autograph, but he wasn't at the booth when I got there.
So Greg walked up to Caleb at the meetup, handed him this present.
In a manila envelope.
In a manila envelope. Caleb looks at it for a second, opens it, sees the Hello Kitty and goes, oh God. Opens the folder and goes, you bastard. It was beautiful.
But it got better.
It got better. We put everything back into the manila folder.
Caleb handed it to Ross.
Ross looked at it suspiciously, as any rational person would.
Should.
Opens it and goes, oh, Christ.
He had a more severe reaction than Caleb.
Why? Why, God?
It was a beautiful moment.
Oh, so amazing. I was so nervous giving it to him, but it was very satisfying, and they really appreciated it.
So, we're going to get into Saturday.
There is one brief thing about the meetup.
Meetup, yeah. One last meetup.
We did play Bruin USA with Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
He did get drunk. And
I believe the line
help.
Was, God damn it, now I have to own this.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. And then Bill of RPPR and Michelle of RPPR brought over a game Bill had purchased called Paperback.
So tell us a little bit about Paperback and its somewhat strange mechanic.
Paperback is what if Dominion was about words.
That doesn't actually describe it.
I'm getting into it.
It's a mashup of Scrabble and
Dominion. That is the cell text.
That's the cell text.
Then I'm getting into it. You are given a hand of cards. It is a deck building game. You are given wilds, which are worth nothing, and then letters or groups and or letters. You use letters and a community vowel to form words. You then can purchase new letters, groups of letters, and some of these letters and groups of letters have powers or victory points.
It's Dominion and Scrabble.
While that was happening, Adam and I played Geek Out with the Drunk and the Ugly.
Which is a thing that might show up in their B-sides.
I don't think so. It's going to be really bad quality because Union Station, there are trains that go through it. So randomly you get really loud trains over your head.
Cargo trains.
I never actually did get to meet with the DNU people. That did disappoint me.
So Geek Out is...
I didn't recognize any of them.
A trivia game that has shown up on Will Wheaton's
tabletop.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a party game.
It was super amusing. The highlight of the night was watching one of the DNU's girlfriends and Rachel decide
No. She's on.
Yeah, she's on it.
Is she on DNU?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which Susan?
I think so.
I didn't catch her name. I'm sorry. Anyway, she and Rachel decide that they're going to measure out how many of the female superhero comic book characters they can each name. How high did it go?
It went to 36.
Good job.
How many did you name?
Was it like 21 or 22 before my brain went out?
It was a lot.
Good job. Good effort.
I had a decent amount to drink. My upsetness is that I recently finished Young Justice, so I was stuck on DC, and I know more about Marvel, so I couldn't get back off of DC to get back into Marvel and X-Men, or else I could have done it.
So 22 while drunk. Well done.
It was amazing. Everyone at the table just agreed, that was amazing.
If we had the time, we should do a tryout versus you versus me, but we don't have that time.
We do not have that time.
I'd like to mention that a lot of the DNU people were at the Patreon for Creators panels. So they were, I walk up and there's this group of people standing there. I'm just like, okay, it's early. We're just going to wait and stand there. And like 5 minutes later, it finally penetrated my sleep-fogged brain that I know those voices. That's the Drunk and the Ugly.
There it is.
Holy shit.
Really cool people.
Super cool people.
And as I'm walking out, one of them looks at me and goes, you're Laura B. on the forums, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm so-and-so. I follow your Tumblr.
And then, as much as I really wanted to stay and play all night, this is a theme that happened all con.
Mm-hmm.
I was exhausted and my contacts are bugging out. So I left, and then they left with me. Mm-hmm. And then naturally, as I was walking, the wind in my eyes helped revitalize my eyes. And then I actually did play a game with my brother and his coworkers. We actually played it a lot throughout the weekend. It's called Acquire.
Yeah, heard of that.
Cool.
It is a little bit more serious Monopoly involving hotel purchasing. Mm-hmm. We actually played a version from the 70s. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. I'd probably pick that up over a more modern version.
Interesting.
Okay.
Saturday. Adam absolutely fails the convention.
Okay, Adam wasn't alone on this because one of them was technically my fail.
I also, I didn't fail, but I critically failed my walk score.
So
that was Friday for me.
Yeah, I was going to try and go and drag Rachel to engage in quandary.
There was no dragging, I just wanted to go.
Designing complex, meaningful decisions for role-playing games.
This is after you already decided to skip Save the President, Save the World.
No, we didn't get tickets
for that.
Oh, okay.
It turns out that it was supposed to start an hour sooner than we got there. So we didn't go to that.
Oh. Nope.
Instead, we wandered the dealer's room. These two wandered the dealer's room. I went and got a massage. Which was great.
That's good hustle.
And then you joined us later, and about like 15 minutes into wandering the dealer's room went, I need the quiet room.
Yes, because I needed to prepare for a thing.
So we wandered at least 2/3 of the dealer's room before I bugged out.
Yeah, I wandered it probably at least one full time and then another half time on top.
It's a big thing.
The half time was I was looking for specific things.
Right, though. Right. So the first time was you were just seeing what was there and deciding what you were actually going to buy, which is the smart version of what I did, which was when we got to the Arc Dream Studios, just sort of looked at their books and more or less just handed them my credit card and started picking up books.
I mean, you were going to do that whether you walked the whole room or not, so you saved time.
That's fair. I picked up everything at Arc Dream that was written by Caleb Stokes or Ross Payton. Buy their books!
Well, that Ross Payton wrote that they graciously let him sell his books at.
Yes. Same difference.
Yeah, for me, I had two events on Saturday, and both of them were a fail, because we had the one that started at 10, and we thought it started at 11. Then there was one, Gamers Live in Space, that we thought started at midnight, in fact it started at noon.
Total convention fail. So
it happens.
It's fine.
It happens.
We ended up.
We did go to the Posthuman Studios panel on what they're doing this coming year,
and I will leave that up to their blogging. Hi guys,
Posthuman. We're fans.
We are
such fans.
They've got some great stuff coming down the pike, so keep those transhuman eyes open. And then Laura and I went to their GM Coffee Clatch and talked a little bit about how to move Posthuman forward as GMs at Gen Con and similar events.
Mm-hmm. They wanted to pick our brains.
I went and ran the first hour and a half of our new Red Markets con packet.
That's what I did Friday.
Which hopefully should be fully playtested at some point in the future.
Yep. And we made available to people who want to, you know, spread the Red Markets infection.
Yes, that's a great way to describe wanting to play a zombie game. And then I played Pathfinder with Rachel.
Which had its ups and downs.
It did. It was a shadow run in Pathfinder. It was amusing.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I don't want to get into the gender politics right now because they were really bad.
The campaign concept itself was really great. There were hiccups along the way.
Yes. Mistakes were made. Decisions were made. People said things. And that's enough of that.
We offset that quite well, but we'll get into that when we get to where we were at.
Cool. So what did you do during the day?
All the walking in the universe. it will take too much time to describe all the walking I did, but I actually did not set my alarm.
Oh, no.
So naturally, I woke up because I thought I would sleep in a little bit. I did sleep in a little bit till 11:30.
Yay.
When was your True Dungeon thingy?
1:38.
Oh, you had time.
Oh, I did have time. I got there with plenty of time. But I wanted to wander the convention hall a little bit. Yay. And my brother had texted me like 45 minutes prior. We'll be done in like 15 minutes.
Oh, sure.
No, of course not. Yes, it's live. We're at Gen Con.
Live at Gen Con!
So I had to get my brother some lunch because he had requested it, and he was, again, working the booth all day. Mm-hmm. And then I went to True Dungeon. True Dungeon was a blast.
And you did True Dungeon Combat?
Yes. I did it with Dan and Michelle from RPPR, a fan named Joe.
Joe.
And Joe DP, he's on the group me.
And then a bunch of veterans of True Dungeon.
Cool.
It was really good. Combat was amazing. Puzzles were really good. We did a really good job. We flew through everything.
Awesome.
We beat the boss. Michelle died, but our veteran compatriots had a rest spell, so everyone survived.
Yay!
Talk a little bit about the combat with True Dungeon.
Combat is shuffleboard.
Yes, you heard that correctly. It's a role-playing game. It's a LARP. Let's be honest. It's a LARP.
It's a LARP.
And combat's shuffleboard.
They use, like, not grip tape, but a kind of tape to differentiate and give it a little bit of slower speeding of the run. It was interesting. I was Paladin of Huh, which is related to RBPR as a Dungeon World campaign-ish thingy might do. But we had a lot of fun. We won.
We should post pictures of the badges that Jen made for us.
Show notes. It'll happen in show notes.
Jen and George of Eclectic Eccentricities. Unfortunately, they could not be at Gen Con as exhibitors because of reasons.
They
talked about in RPPR's 2015 post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they mentioned both
issues with the convention's policy on folks in their booths and small businesses, and also the expense and difficulty of actually getting all their stuff here. They are up on
Etsy.
And we will post a link to their Etsy store in the show notes.
Hopefully next year.
No. We won't post next year.
Hopefully they will be able to come next year.
There we go.
I think they also wanted to come as fans rather
which is a
than
different,
businesses.
Different thing.
So I did that. Then I wandered the convention halls a little bit, and also very inefficiently, because I wanted my own copy of paperback, which I did purchase.
Great.
And I purchased a couple of other things. And then went to Union Station. Union Station was empty because they were all doing the Red Markets test. So
turns out there's a speakeasy under Union Station, and it's hard to find. Weird.
So then we left. Adam and Rachel went to their Pathfinder game, but David was with us from RPPR, so we walked back to the Circle Center Mall to get dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Tom met us for a little bit, but he got dinner elsewhere. My brother stopped by for a hot minute, but I'm he is sure. on a special diet.
And then Greg and the RPPR crew got down together. Rachel and I joined later, and they were playing
Channel A.
Talk to us about Channel A.
Anime bullshit.
Oh, wait. Come on. You've got to be better than that.
I am. It is I do a log line, and then I do description. It is a game that's Cards Against Humanity, apples to apples. You are given a two-card concept to make an anime about, and then you're given words that are anime-ish to make titles for that anime. Then you have to describe that anime.
It's as awful and amazing as you can imagine.
The big difference mechanic-wise is that the person who gave the description is not the one who picks who wins. Everyone votes, which is kind of cool.
Really nice.
Yes.
Because it's supposed to be a pitch meeting for something.
Yeah.
For Channel A.
For
I was not there for this. I had gone back to the hotel room with the idea that I was going to get some sleep,
right.
Be awake, and not kill the players I'm going to have in 9 minutes out of, you know, sleepy inattention. That didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Yeah. No. I'm pretty sure God still loves me, but he might have questioned me for some of the things I said.
That was amazing.
Kat did record parts of it. It might get posted somewhere, someplace. We'll see about that.
We'll see.
You had the recorder with you. Why did this not end up on the recorder?
We only did stay for one round.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because of the event that we were completely wrong about.
Okay. Completely wrong about. That was our Saturday, and now today is Sunday. Laura's getting ready to run, actually next door, and play, or run Dogstar again. Rach and I are going to go and take part in Asgard's Chosen.
More board games!
Which we will try to describe in show notes later.
I'm going to maybe make some light purchases and then run back to my hotel so I can load up my car and leave.
And that's Gen Con. Our DC contingent is going to be leaving tomorrow, Monday, and driving all the way back to DC.
Of course, we bought so much swag, but we are running a little short on time, so maybe we can post our swag in the show notes.
Sounds legit.
I took pictures too.
There will be pictures, and we will give us a little bit more description and where you can purchase and or find out about all the lovely things we've mentioned. So, to all of the people who didn't pay us to mention their stuff,
we paid
they
them.
They weren't.
Watch our podcast. Listen to our podcast and, you know, maybe sponsor it. Hey!
Well, that was Gen Con 2016. I am so glad we got to meet IRL, and I greatly appreciate your guys' friendship and compatriotism in podcasting.
Yay, friends!
Yay, friends!
Yay, RPPR! Right. Yay, DNU!
Yay, technical difficulties!
Yay, technical difficulties!
We actually did meet some of you fans, and that was very gratifying and we very much appreciate you guys.
Hi, Lonnie!
Hi, Lonnie!
So, this has been Technical Difficulties. Good night, Internet.
Good night, Internet.
Good night, Internet.
Night.